Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Lunar Lover the podcast is proudly brought to you by Kindscent. Kindscent are 100% natural essential oil perfumes created and crafted in Australia. All Kindscent perfumes are free from parabens, synthetics, and toxic chemicals, so you can rest assured that not only will you smell good, but you're doing good for your skin too. My favourite is Wildflower with notes of rose, jasmine and orange, but you might be more into those musky and woody tones, and so in that case, I'd recommend Violet Kiss with notes of violet, cedarwood and vanilla. Not sure what you like? Order their sample scent so you can trial the entire range. Kindscent are offering Lunar Lover the podcast listeners 15% off their entire range of perfumes when they use the code LUNA at checkout. That's LUNA. Head to kindscent.com.au. KYNDSCENT.com.au. Offer valid until April 30. Jordana Levine, and in today's episode, we're exploring the Libra full moon. The Libra full moon will take place on April 8 at 12:35 p.m. in Sydney, 3:35 a.m. in London, and on the 7th of April at 10:35 p.m. in New York. There's something quite poetic about being witness to the same full moon, no matter where you are in the world. At a time when we're all isolated from not just our neighbours or even our friends and family across the globe, but also from our connection to Earth and for many people, nature, for what is seemingly an indefinite period of time, I know that I am finding solace in the fact that I can feel the very same energy and witness the very same glowing orb in the sky as all of my friends, no matter where their location. And while there are so many things connecting us all right now, even though we've never felt so isolated, I have to say I'm so grateful for the consistency of the lunar cycle and its ability to show up for everyone, no matter location, class, gender, race, or age. And perhaps that's the only gift you take from this week's Libra full moon. If the only solace you find in this podcast episode is that we're all looking at the same moon, then I'm okay with that. That might be enough. But I do think that the energy of this Libra full moon has so many valuable gifts to offer us. So I do hope you stick around. The energy of Libra is very much based on duality. It highlights relationships, love, and beauty, and seeks to equalize polarities. And in any other circumstance, there is so much to love about this Libra energy. But these energies are particularly amplified given the current circumstances. And when Libra's objective is to balance, harmonize, and maintain peace, it will highlight anything or anyone that is disrupting this balance, especially in the realms of relationships. And relationships are definitely in the spotlight at the moment. Self-isolation is testing them, highlighting pressure points, amplifying what it means to be single and alone, accelerating relationship stages, redefining independence and codependence, and asking us to examine what connection truly means right now. Now, I'm not here to give you relationship advice, but do keep in mind the full moon when relating with others this week. And of course, this goes for business relationships and platonic relationships and familial relationships, any kind of relating that you're doing. The energy of this moon is trying to equalize, and it will do this by highlighting the polarities currently playing out in your relationships. The relationship I really want you to focus on with this full moon is your relationship with yourself. And please don't tune out when I say this, because honestly, I think as we all freak out that we're losing connection with everyone around us, the real connection we have to worry about losing is the one to self. We have been gifted an opportunity to be rid of distraction and social obligation and have no choice but to sit with ourselves. Everything I teach, whether it's the moon, manifestation, relationships, no matter what it is, it always comes back to self-awareness. And I encourage you, under the energy of this Libra full moon, to nurture the most valuable relationship of all, the one to self. The mantra for Libra is I harmonize. And this full moon will be forcing you into balance. So depending on how off balance you are will determine how much this is felt. My life hasn't changed all that much in recent weeks. I already worked from home. I live on my own. There hasn't been a huge adjustment that's had to take place. However, I have realized that in order to feel balanced in my mental health and my emotional well-being, I really need to step up certain practices in order to find the balance that I'm accustomed to. You might be the same, or perhaps your world has been completely turned over and harmony and balance have not been made a priority. Well, Libra is asking you, nay, forcing you, to make them a priority. If you're surviving in discomfort, frustration, anger, confusion, or any other number of emotions, Libra is encouraging you to address and harmonize them, because this is a new norm that we have to adapt to. And I ask, what do you want your new norm to look and feel like? Can you bring the qualities of Libra into your life? Beauty, fair, just, compromising, cooperative, diplomatic, calm, serene, graceful, polite, and watch out for the shadow elements of Libra: indecisive, uncommitted, codependent, vain, impractical, superficial, manipulative, lazy, indulgent, insincere. These conditions that we're experiencing are likely to exacerbate the shadow if you're not willing to consciously embody the lighter qualities of Libra. So how do we do that? Well, it's a full moon, so it's a beautiful time for self-reflection. What do you require to feel calm, graceful, polite, and cooperative? And are you able to fulfill those needs within yourself? Can you find the beauty in the seemingly ugly right now? Are you able to find diplomacy in a world gone mad? Can you compromise with the uncomfortable, find calm among the chaos, and choose fairness over righteousness? We're likely to be adjusting and adapting for many moons to come. So let us allow this Libra full moon and the moons that follow to teach us how to respond. Now, I'm going to get into the ways that you can work with this Libra full moon in a minute, but I have an exciting announcement in regards to my Lunar Lover membership. I have shifted things around a little to accommodate everyone who is currently adapting to their new situation and a new way of living. I really, really would like everyone to be able to experience the self-care and self-awareness that comes from following the lunar cycle, especially through a time that is rife with instability and uncertainty. So I'm no longer making Lunar Lover a 12-month commitment. You'll still pay a monthly subscription, but you're free to cancel at any time. This goes for current Lunar Lover members too. However, just a gentle reminder for everyone that Lunar Lover is my income. So while I won't continue to ask people to keep their membership if they can no longer afford it, I do ask that if you can afford it and you're enjoying the content, that you do consider sticking around. I'm also introducing another exciting element to Lunar Lover memberships for no extra cost. Weekly yin yoga classes in line with the energy of the lunar cycle. Yin yoga is not only one of my favorite practices to teach, but it has changed the way I show up in the world. It eases my anxiety. It calms my nervous system. It invites me to connect with self. And it's the only practice that allows me to fall into full body relaxation. I'm so excited to be able to bring my yin yoga classes into your home for you to practice whenever you like. So a Lunar Lover membership now includes 4 weekly yin yoga classes, 1 guided meditation tuned to the energy of the cycle, access to a new moon circle and a full moon circle, plus journal prompts and a bunch of other moon goodies each lunar cycle for only $22 a month, which is roughly the cost of 1 yoga class or 5 coffees, whichever currency works better for you. The first yoga class is now ready for members, and we're working with the energy of the Libra full moon and focusing on the heart and lung meridians. If you join today, you'll also get access to the full moon circle, which will be uploaded on Wednesday, and my healing light guided meditation. To become a Lunar Lover member, follow the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. Okay, ways we can work with the energy of this Libra full moon while in self-isolation. The first thing is play with beauty. So that might look different for everybody. It could be getting dressed up, putting on some lippy, doing your hair, channeling the energy of beauty, whatever that looks like to you. It could be through art, painting, drawing, sculpting, some sort of beautiful creation, perhaps cooking or decorating, gardening, whatever works for you to channel the energy of beauty. Next, cultivate a strong relationship with self. Now, I did speak about this earlier, so I won't repeat myself, but this is your opportunity to harmonize your relationship with the person that matters the most, you. I've had a lot of single people reaching out to me and freaking out about not being able to date or meet someone during this period, and I get it. Trust me, I get it. But this is an ample opportunity to build a really strong relationship with yourself, uncover your values, what you desire in love, and a great time to get super clear on how you want to feel so that when this is over, and it will be over, you're in a really wonderful place to be attracting a beautiful partner. If you're in a relationship, it's also important that you're looking after yourself. It's not selfish. What it's going to enable you to do is show up as a better partner. Yeah? So, one more time for the people at the back. Cultivate a strong relationship with self. Okay, next, find some calming practices. Meditation, yin yoga, beach walks, deep belly breaths, yoga nidras, self-massage, whatever calms your nervous system is going to serve you well under this moon. If you already have a regular calming practice, you might like to step it up a notch. I know I've had to step mine up. I'm really struggling with self-guided meditation at the moment. My thoughts are just getting carried away on unbelievable tangents. So I've been doing guided meditations through Insight Timer, or the Calm app is really great as well. If you want some guided meditations, I actually have some on Insight Timer. If you search my name, I'll come up as a teacher and you'll find a collection of my meditations on there. And I don't listen to my own voice, by the way. I think that would be weird. Would it? Yeah. Yes. That would definitely be weird. Okay. Lastly, take a balanced approach to all of your endeavors. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I have eaten all of my ISO snacks. I've eaten all of them. And I've also been exercising a lot more than I usually would, which sounds great, but it's not coming from the right place. So just having a look at the things that are perhaps in excess, screen time might be another one of those things. So trying to balance out your lifestyle while in self-isolation. Don't be too hard on yourself. Like, that's the other thing I really want to make clear. This is a good time to be kind to yourself. So if you are finding yourself, you know, eating a little bit more than you usually would, or not exercising at all, or exercising too much, or too much time watching Netflix, whatever it might be, of course, be kind to yourself. Take it easy on yourself. But under this Libra full moon energy, it's a really good time to just reflect on perhaps where there is a little bit of imbalance taking place. Okay, we're all in this together. If you enjoyed this episode of Lunar Lover the podcast, please share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at Jordana Levine. I personally love seeing that you've enjoyed the episode, but it's so much more than that. It's getting other people aware of Lunar Lover the podcast so that they too can tune into this energy. I hope this episode has been helpful for you. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.